The Marxist philosophy, whose adherents have been responsible for tens of millions of deaths in the last 100 years, has pervaded much of Western thought in the quest for equality and resistance to any form of hierarchy. Materialistic evolution and postmodernism dispense with much wisdom, from Peterson's perspective, by rejecting mythology in its entirety. Peterson looks to minimize unnecessary suffering by providing the individual with the wisdom necessary to live a meaningful life. Summary of 12 Rules for Life. Rule 1. Stand up straight with your shoulders back. Page 1. Your position in the hierarchy you find yourself in has a biological effect on you. Lobsters are relatively uncomplicated to study neurologically but provide a valuable insight into the ancestral template, from which humans and lobsters both developed. Lobsters claim territory and defend it against interlopers. The stronger the lobster, the more capable he is of claiming nutrient-rich, prime real estate and defending it. Approaches by other males initiate challenges, which will result in a winner and a loser even if one avoids conflict by retreat. The lobster's status ranks his standing among his neighborhood of lobsters. The outcome of a conflict changes the balance of chemicals in the lobster brain. The ratio favors serotonin on winning and octopamine on losing. A winning lobster feels more confident and has higher standing because of his victory. A losing lobster becomes disproportionately more likely to lose in future confrontations, even though his strength and skill may have been enough to previously carry him to victory. The loser adopts a lower posture and thus reinforces his downward spiral. He loses additional territory, food, and mating opportunities by his submissive posture. Supposing a third lobster does not seize on the victor's vulnerability after battle, the victor becomes desirable to females looking to mate. A hierarchy like this is not a human construct, but a fact of evolution that precedes the emergence of any sort of ape. Despite philosophies that attribute hierarchy to the bourgeoisie or patriarchy, nature is its source. Nature, simultaneously characterized as inert and vibrant, chooses the adaptable to survive. Higher status increases one's chances of being adaptable and thus surviving. The chemical balance in lobsters is reflected in humans and produces similar results. People with high levels of serotonin, winners, generally demonstrate better health, live longer lives, and gather more resources in every social stratum. Those with low levels of serotonin, non-winners, are more likely to suffer ill health and die sooner. While there are definitely outside factors that contribute to these results, the two chemicals that respond to victories and defeats prime your biological state. This biological state, either confidence or alertness, set you on a path through habitual repetition.